I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Thursday, the seventh day of the seventh moon. For cultures in the Far East, this date holds particular significance, drawn from the heavens above. Our highlight this week, the summer triangle, forms the basis for a myth of the goddess of weaving and the handsome cowherd. The triangle's highest, brightest star is the goddess of weaving, daughter of the emperor of the sky. She comes to the earth to teach women the art of weaving, but while here she meets the most handsome cowherd, represented by the star Altair, below Vega, halfway to the horizon. Though forbidden to marry him, she does, drawing the ire of her father, the emperor. He takes her forcibly from her husband, but the cowherd is not deterred even by the emperor. He climbs into the heavens toward her, but when the emperor sees him, he places a great river between them, stretching from one end of the sky to the other, what we see as the Milky Way, though known in the Far East as the Great River of the Sky. The couple are distraught, but the third star in the triangle, Deneb, is part of a flock of magpies that, each July 7th, connect their wings to form a bridge, so on that one day of the year, the two lovers can be briefly reunited. A few more details of this myth, Friday on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.